In a forest far away, there was a little kingdom of elves named Ascavar. People lived in harmony and peace. Among them, there was a man who was different and rejected from the elves' community. One day, a curse threatened the kingdom. The king was very sick, and along the way, other elves were touched by the disease. Except one of them. His name was Aredel. He was a young man of 20 years old. He was dark-haired, tall, muscular, ginger-beard, and dark-eyed. All of him was the opposite of a normal elf. He saw that he was immunized and began curious about his origins. His parents announced him that he was not an elf. They found him at the bottom of their door. They explained to him that they keep him and rose him with all the love they had, like he was their son.
I knew it.
Aredel said,
during all my childhood, I was rejected by others because I was different.
He added,
I don't have powers like you. My ears are not pointed like yours. My hair is dark. I conclude with all of that I am more human than elf.
He finished. His mother looked proudly at him and said,
even if you are different, we love you. You are our son, and now only you can save the kingdom.
His father added,
you are intelligent and brave. Find the remedy of the disease. You have the doom of the kingdom in your hands. Struggle against fear and evil. To help you in your quest, I give you my sword and my shield. Become a warrior and battle the threat of our kingdom.
The son began to go to bed. Aredel go in his room. He lengthened on his bed, thinking about his task, when he felt a little itch on his cheek.
You go with me, Lubia?
Aredel said to his fairy friend.
Of course, I will go where you go.
She answered. She lengthened on the pillow and they start sleeping. The next morning, Aredel and Lubia took their stuff and go on the trip. Lubia said,
you know where is the remedy?
I'm not sure. I hesitate between two places.
Aredel answered.
Which one?
She demanded.
The screaming lake and the giant mountain.
He said,
okay, let's start with the screaming lake.
Lubia proposed.
Yes, okay, it's closer.
He answered. They go on the road. After one day of work, they met a dwarf named Lenny. He was fat, brown-haired, and very stupid, but so nice.
Hi, guys.
Lenny said after he saw Lubia and Aredel.
Hello, little man.
They answered.
What's your name?
My name is Lenny.
The dwarf proudly said.
Okay, Lenny, pleased to meet you. I am Aredel from Ascavar, and this is Lubia, my best friend.
He added.
Where are you going? You are going where?
Lenny idiotly asked.
We are going to the Screaming Lake. Our population is in danger. Ascavar is dying because of a poison. We have to save elves and find the remedy of the poison.
Lubia answered.
The remedy is maybe hidden at the Screaming Lake.
Aredel added.
Okay.
Lenny said.
Can I go with you?
He asked.
It will be cool.
He added. Aredel hesitated.
Yes, okay.
The night was coming, the strange trio settled and slept. At morning, they go and walk all the day. At 6 p.m., they arrived at the Screaming Lake. During the trip, the trio was very closed. Each one could rely on each other. A link of friendship born during the quest.
Welcome to the Screaming Lake!
Lenny exclaimed.
Yes, here we go.
Aredel added. They started searching the remedy on the shore of the lake. They found nothing, no clue, nothing at all. Aredel was despaired.
Hey, look there!
The dwarf quickly said.
Oh my god, what is this? It is a giant? Why he is armed?
Bia added.
Yes, it is a giant. We have to fight him. Maybe he can give us answers and clues to find the remedy.
He said,
okay, let's go.
Lenny responded. Aredel was afraid of the monster, but he found strength to face the enemy. Lubia and Lenny helped him by distracting the giant. During that time, Aredel climbed the monster and go to the other shore, where he hoped to find the remedy. Lubia and Lenny rejoined Aredel. Lubia took the dwarf and flew over the giant. After a few weeks, they found nothing. They accepted that the remedy was not at the Screaming Lake, but should be at Giant Mountain. At least, they hoped so.
Okay, my friend, we should turn back and go at the second place to find the remedy.
Bia smartly announced. The trio left in quest of the remedy, the only hope of Azkaban. The three friends continue their adventure.
Hey guys, when are we there?